Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Beached. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Beached. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Sagafuz. Batting third. The first baseman, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Nick Culp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Casper Asphornsen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ipa Rixey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ipa Rixey. And now, play ball. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hendrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cuccinello. English moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. Hornsby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Stevenson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hendrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sagafuz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafuz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Beached is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beached bunts towards third. Sagafuz juggles the ball. That's an error on Sagafuz. Grimm moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Rixey fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Beecht moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beecht scores. Hornsby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Stevenson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culup moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beecht fields it and throws to first for the out. Culup moves to third. Rausch moves to second. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Kasper Asbjornsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culup scores. Rausch scores. Durocher moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Red Lucas pinch hits for Iparixi. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcott takes first base on ball 4. Durocher moves to third. Asbjornsen moves to second. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0 for 1 in the game. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durocher scores. Asbjornsen scores. Heathcott moves to third. It's 5-4, Cubs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Ogden now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Ed Beecht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beecht is 0 for 0 in the game. Beecht bunts towards third. Sagafos fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to second. one out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Asbjornsson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to third. English moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sagafos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Culup hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Asbjornsson and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Sagafos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Charlie Grimm. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Blair reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ed Beached is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beached is 0 for 0 in the game. Beached hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Footsie Blair now playing first base. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kasper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Asbjornsson takes first base on ball 4. Durocher moves to second. Charlie Root now pitching. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Durocher moves to third. Asbjornsson moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sagafuz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafuz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sagafuz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeRocher scores. Asbjornsson scores. It's Cubs, 6, Reds, 6. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roush hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeRocher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges bunts towards third. Sagafuz fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hartnett scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards third. Sagafuz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Casper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Asbjornsson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-0 in the game. Ogden is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Kulup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kulup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kulup hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Kulup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ogden. Hartnett moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rausch takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Rausch moves to second. Clyde Sickforth pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kasper Asbjornsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Asbjornsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Asbjornsson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Estil Crabtree pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Estil Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Eckert now pitching. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Asbjornsson fields it and throws to first for the out. Root moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Sagafos hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-4 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.